the place of children in God Unlimited, University of Healing, World Affairs. The place of children in God Unlimited, Church of England. Today we're going to talk about the place of children in God Unlimited, Church of England. God Unlimited, Church of England. Because that's a very good point. Now, first let's define what children are. What are children? Are children anyone who is in the womb yet? Is it some little pumpkin who's just been born? Is it some being who is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old? Is it someone who is doing what? What is a child? Is a child a teenager, a pre-teenager? What is a child? And this is something that we all have to really think about very carefully when we think about this. Today, around the monastery luncheon table, we had Ibube, who is 3-plus years old, and we have Ingeborg, who is 25, going on, 879 years, something like that. And both Ibube were still eating, and Ingeborg was still eating. And everybody else had finished about an hour before, and they were still eating and enjoying themselves. Now, Ingeborg ate because it was there. Mm-hmm. Not because she was hungry, because Ingeborg had more than enough food. Ibube ate because it was the moment when he got the most attention. And he wanted to have the most attention. And so he got the most attention. Now, what has this got to do with the place of children in God Unlimited Church of England? What it has to do with it is how you are approaching children is how you are approaching your divine self. God Unlimited teaches that we must become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is where? Anyone say quickly?
Inside.
So, if you have to become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven inside, that seems a little unnecessary, unimportant, you know. My goodness, you know, everyone can enter inside. They don't have to become as a little child. Christy will oftentimes say to us, well, when I sit and meditate, I'm going within, and I'm listening to the divine within, right? Okay? And Sylvia, when she says, I'm in meditation, she says, I am in. The divine in me and me are one. And when we're talking to Ellen about this, Ellen will say, well, there is nothing else but the divine. That's all I know, that's all I am. And Ingeborg is one of these very erudite beings, and she can completely give you a dissertation on what inside means and what divine means and all of these things. Now, why then, therefore, do you have to go within to be one with your divine? If the divine is everything, then the divine is as much outside as it is inside. The divine is the allness wherever it is. And that's exactly where we are. We are the allness wherever we are. And we have to realize that. The allness is everywhere, no matter what we think about it. And if we think we're going within, we're becoming as little children, to go within and find the divine, well, then we are going to have some pretty heavy searching to do. Yes, we have to become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven, outside or inside or anywhere. And what that means is we must enter into the kingdom of awareness in innocence. We watched a movie called Babe, and it's about a pig. It's a little pig that was quite remarkable. They wrote the script for that little pig, and whoever did the mouthpiece for her was just amazing. But Babe was just outstanding. Babe was the most polite, careful, loving, gentle person, and Babe saw some people being misjudged, and Babe knew better. And Babe said, I shall never judge, because judging is wrong. I will not judge, because judging is wrong. And so, in doing that, Babe indicated her innocence. And the innocence that Babe had in doing this was not so much something she forced or something she created, but just something that she was. The movie Babe is about a pig. It's about a little pig. And this little pig does the most beautiful, outstanding things, representing the nicest part of any of our nature, our becoming as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. This was almost exactly what Babe was doing, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Babe was entering that kingdom of heaven. And did Babe come out the victor?
Mm-hmm.
And did Babe think she was superior to anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Babe just lived in that beautiful awareness. Now, did Babe rely on the outer and the inner and all? Did she go into opportunities because her instinct told her, her feeling told her? And did she just boldly run right in and scare the big dogs away? Because the big dogs thought, no little pig is going to come running at us and banging us. And so Babe ran at these big bad dogs and hit them right in the side. Ike, Ike! And the dog ran away. He said, what the heck's going on here? Pigs don't do that, you know. And you see, it was out of character. It was out of nature. But Babe would not tolerate anyone misusing principle. This, in effect, is the place of children in God Unlimited Church of England. The place of children in the God Unlimited Church of England is in the idea of this pure innocence, this pure gentleness, the pure oneness. And it is so fantastic that you can see how these things are. Now, what role do you play in this role of the children that are in the outer? What role do you play in this role of working with the children who are dealing in the outer? You work with them on the idea that if you are on the outer and see them on the outer, then they are on the outer. If you are on the inner and you see them on the inner, then you are on the inner. So we teach our people in the Church of England about the concept that whatever they see is what they are. And whatever they would like to bring forth in their life, this they bring forth in their life by putting a cause into motion that is most powerful and most beautiful. Now, for the cause to be effective and for the cause to be something that is beneficial in any way, it has to be categorically perfect. Now, I know you say, I have never seen anything in my life that is categorically perfect. Okay, we have never seen anything in our life that is categorically perfect. And the reason that we've never seen anything in our life that is categorically perfect is because we have not required that out of ourselves. And of course, requiring that out of ourselves is like requiring that we become as little children. It's like requiring that we become so innocent and so wonderful in our presentation of ourselves that all that we see is good. Again, back to the movie Babe. Babe would not see any evil in any of the other animals. Babe would not see the animals being mean, maybe misunderstood, maybe not knowing what their real goals are, but intrinsically, she could not conceive of the other animals as being bad. Well, now, this is what we in our divine self do also. We do not have the capacity to see in anything else intrinsically that they are bad. We can only see intrinsically that they are good, that this is their reality, that this is what they really want to be. Now, this makes a big demand, and this is how the place of children are in God Unlimited Church of England. It's sort of as a, not a measuring stick, but as sort of an inspiration of that genuineness, that inspiration of that gentleness, of that innocence. That innocence is there, the genuineness is there, and though it may not always be demonstrated, it is demonstrated sometimes. Now, before we run off too much at the mouth here, let's think, why is it that children are not demonstrating their original purity and integrity? Why is it children are not always demonstrating their original gentleness, their original oneness and peace within themselves? Why is it? Because their parents have not taught them to do this. Or because their parents have not allowed them to do this. Because children will come up with the most beautiful things. Children will come up with the most intensive and gentle things because that's their nature. That's just their nature to be that way. Their nature to be intuitive, gentle, loving person. And how many parents encourage children to be their intuitive, loving, gentle nature? The parents can't even encourage themselves to be that way. What does a parent say to a child? Think before you act. And what does the divine in you say? Act before you think. Because if you think before you act, then you're going to have a couple hundred thousand thoughts going through your mind, which are going to predispose your action. And your action should be based basically, truly, just upon your own intuitive inspiration. Because you know what's right and wrong. But when you start thinking about it, and you start giving yourself excuses for doing things in some other way than the way that's right, then what happens? Then you start looking at it from another point of view. You start acting upon it from another point of view. You start depending upon it from another point of view, and not truly being what you yourself are. And this is what gets you in trouble. And this is why God Unlimited, Church of England, teaches to its people, be yourself and have fun. Because that's one of the quickest ways to get you back into the saddle again of riding your own horse, of going your own way and doing your own thing. And when you're being yourself and having fun, you're not trying to go out and control anybody else. You're not trying to go out and rule anybody. You just are doing your own thing in your own pure, wonderful, basic way. Now, is this what you want to do? Is this what you want to do? Do you want to be your own pure, basic person, your original purity and integrity? Do you want to be that?
Yes.
Well, if you want to be that, then that requires that you start looking at yourself differently. And you start looking at yourself differently by seeing yourself as the beautiful person that you are, not as the symbol that you become. If ever... Yeah, I'm demonstrating tension and unhappiness and so on. If you ever allow yourself for one instant to say, I don't like my body. Yeah, stupid, isn't it? If you ever allow yourself for one instant to say, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I can't see. Or I can only see so far. I want 20/20 vision. Huh. I hope not. No. I have perfect vision. 20/20 vision is merely an aspect of vision. It is merely an outward aspect of vision. And now, would you like to be like Superman and see right through buildings?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see what's going on the moon like Superman, you know? Well, that's just a cartoon. Yeah, it's a good cartoon, you know. But think about it. You have the ability to do anything you want to do. You have the ability to be anything you want to be. You have the ability to express it. Now, you haven't the capacity presently to understand who it, what it means to be your divine self, to be your totally perfect, wonderful self. You don't know. Because have you ever seen a perfectly wonderful self? No. Have you ever seen anybody who is their ideal self? No. Have you ever seen anybody whole and perfect? You see, everything that we talk about in absolute phraseology, we haven't seen. Now, we can see it, we can know it, but we haven't chosen to. And the reason that we haven't chosen to is that we have not chosen to believe that we can do it. Now, do you believe that you can close your eyes and that you can see God? Yeah, see, you all laugh. And you see, that's just what it is. We laugh because whenever you close your eyes, you're looking at God. Whenever you're looking in the mirror, you're looking at God. Whenever you're looking at anybody else, you're looking at God. Yeah. Everywhere you look at God. Yeah. And that's what you see. Now, what is it you're looking at? Are you looking at, ha, 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 if that's what God is, man, oh man, that's not what I imagined God to be. No, that is what you imagined God to be. Because whatever you imagine God to be, that's what God is in your world. That's how God expresses itself. Now, can you imagine God to be the allness, the nothingness, and the infinite knowledge, the wisdom, everything is and is notness? Can you imagine that? Well, yeah, but can you imagine yourself being that? No, you know. Why? Because you tied yourself up to being in this blob of clay, in these atoms that's formed in the perfect way of your body. You know, that's how you've created yourself. Now, can you create yourself beyond that? Do you believe that Moses split the Red Sea and the Jews walked through from Egypt? It's a joke. It's the truth. It's whatever you want. Why not? Is it a something? Is it a nothing? Is it anything? Is everything that ever was, ever could be, ever will be, always there? You see, children have no trouble believing. Children, you tell them fairy tales, and they love the fairy tales. They enter right into it. They themselves are the king or queen. You know. They themselves are the wicked witch or the happy witch. You know, they themselves are whatever it is. But you see, this is the innocence of a child. This is the innocence, and this is the reason that the place of children in God Unlimited Church of England is a very important place. Because the more that we realize that we are God, the more that we realize that we are doing this in a very wonderful way, the more that we realize it, the more that we realize that we are walking our perfect path in a perfect way. Now, one of the big words, and Ingeborg was telling us about this the other day, one of the big words that we want to get out of our vocabulary is the word doubt. We want to move doubt from our thinking. We want to believe everything. Oh, can you imagine if you believed everything? Well, the little piggy, Babe, heard a rumor that all dogs were evil and bad, and all dogs were wolves, and all wolves were evil and bad. And then Babe found out that the person who was caring for her, the dog, was a dog. And this dog was thought to be bad. And all dogs are bad. And of course, Babe found out different. That this one dog let her call her, let Babe call her mother, Mom, because Babe's mom had been taken to the slaughterhouse, you know, and she never saw her. Now, see how interesting these things are? Now, it changed her whole attitude. Her whole attitude, she said, I will never again make a judgment about anything, because I will not call my mom, even if it's second time mom, I will not call my mom evil and bad. And you see, this is the magic of having a child like mine. Do you believe that there was a Pinocchio? Do you believe that there was a Jiminy Cricket? Do you believe that there was a Snow White and Seven Dwarfs? Do you believe that there was all of these people in Grimm's fairy tales? Do you believe that those things are real? And people say, if you believe that, you are in La La Land already, you know. But yes, when we go to La La Land, when we go to the land of mental instability, we will find there is where all truth is. Now, why do we say there is where all truth is? Because it's the people who are on the edge between insanity and absolute brilliance, absolute genius. They are the ones who are coming up with the Big Bang theories. They're the ones who are coming up with the Alice in Wonderland stories. They're the ones who are coming up with the magic, the mystery, and proving facts of them. What is the most wonderful thing that science has revealed of itself in recent years? It's revealed that if somebody will think the thought, science will come up with a proof for it. If you build the baseball stadium, the crowd will come. The players will come. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
If you do it, okay, so if you dream some wild, way out thought in your consciousness about anything, science will come along and prove it, you know, because they're going to try to disprove it. And by the very fact that they try to disprove it, they make it provable, because you can't disprove something that isn't. It has to be. So, and that too sounds illogical, but that's part of the game. So, this is where we are in our program. We're in our program of dreaming our craziest dream, dreaming our wildest dream. And the Church of England is teaching its people to dream in that wildest form. Now, we spoke about people going into strange places. We spoke about people going into strange countries and bringing in these strange countries all of the information necessary for the people living there to become civilized and modernized. And what's the first thing they did? They threw it out. They threw it out. And we watched a movie about the little penguin who was tap dancing or dancing on his feet. And he was dancing on his feet and just such a happy little bird. And who did they worship? They worshipped another bird who got a six-pack plastic stuck around his neck. And this made him into an all-knowledgeable bird, because he was different. And being different, then he could say anything he wanted to. And so he did. He said anything he wanted to, and everybody believed him, and everybody brought him a stone, and then he would answer a question for them. And so he had mounds and mounds of stones. Well, why did he have them bring them stones? Because they had to bring something of themselves before they would learn anything from him. Because if they did not have to pay for it, they would not learn it. And that's been true in the University of Healing courses. Students who get the courses for nothing usually don't learn anything. Students who pay their way go on to do great things. They go on to use their certificate to become ministers and to become teachers and to become professors and practitioners of really great import. But those who don't, they just don't. Now, we go along with people and we say, you can pay later, you can pay when you can, and that's okay, we'll work with you. But if you don't pay, it's just like buying it with a and going to the store with a sieve to buy some water. You know what a sieve is? So, a sieve is something that has no ability to hold anything. And so anything that you do and you get for nothing has no ability to hold it. Now, if we say to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, I want you to plant these trees. And Ingeborg says, how are you? I can't plant those trees. I don't have time. Here I am, such an old lady. If I plant those trees, I'll never see them grow. And if I plant those trees, there'll be nobody here to water them and to care for them. And I can't plant those trees because I don't have the right kind of seeds. I don't have the right kind of fertilizer. I don't have the right kind of soil. I can't plant those seeds because I can't do this and I can't do that. What will happen to her? She has her consciousness as a sieve. It's full of holes. Any idea comes into it, it's going to drain right out. Now, if Ingeborg would say to her benefactor, oh, you'd like me to plant trees? Very good. I will begin right now. And she doesn't ask where the seeds come from. She doesn't ask where the water comes from. She doesn't ask for anything. She just goes and gets the seeds. Now, where does she get them? Who cares? She goes and gets them. Maybe from a catalog. Maybe from, you know, the lumber company. Who knows? But she gets them. All right. But it probably happens to Ingeborg, with her kind of luck. She'd say, well, I'd like to have some nice seeds of pine trees and so forth. And so she walks out the gate, and up drives the forestry department, and they say, ma'am, we're giving out bags of pine tree seeds to the neighborhood here. We'd like you all to plant these seeds and build a wonderful forest of pine trees here because they grow very well here. Just need the water and tender loving care. And if you don't have the tender loving care, the seeds won't grow. And Ingeborg says, well, I got the tender loving care and I got the water and I got the land. And he says, now you got the seeds. Well, you say, that's impossible. It is not. Go on the internet. You'll find that they're willing to give out seeds for lots of different things, you know. All you have to do is go to the forestry department in the internet, and you'll find it. Oh, come on now. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And then Ingeborg says, well, I'd like some roses, too. So you go to the internet and look up roses. And you find people who want to proliferate their type of roses, and you tell them, we'll plant them up here, you know. And so then Ingeborg would like to have better watering system, you know. And so she contacts this company who puts in the watering system, and she says, now, if I will let you put in the watering system on my property, and I will let you tell other people that you've done it and how well it functions, and then they'll all want to buy it. And, oh, ma'am, thank you for that demonstration. That's so wonderful. You see, you see, well, Bert, You're talking gibberish. You're talking outlandish things. You're talking things that can't possibly be so. But this is the land of children, the land of gentleness, the land of ingenuousness, the land of openness. And this is where we want to be. We want to be in that land of genuine open thought, because the door opens up for those things. Have you ever read Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Mm-hmm. Well, now, in reading that, you read a lot of things which are outrageous, which were just never, never to be, no possibility to be. They were just no good at all. And today, a good portion of those things are already done, if not being worked on. And it is so beautiful. It is so beautiful, because what you see is that these things are being done. These things are being fulfilled. These things are someone's dream, someone's way out, unimaginable dream, written down in a book, and somebody else read it and said, ah, let's do that. Let's do that. And so then you do it. And then what happens? There it is. You see, this is why that Unlimited Church of England teaches little children to let go, and teaches big children to be as little children, to enter the kingdom of heaven and know in their mind all of these things that are so wonderful and so good. You see, this is what it's all about. And is there ever any too much or too little? No. It's just let your mind flow. Let your mind go into these ideas, into these concepts, until they just become something absolutely fantastic and absolutely wonderful. Now, you can do that. You can do that. But to do that, it means that you have to really be open. You have to really be open. And when you're open, then everything comes your way. When you're not open, then not. Now, you're listening to a movie, and the movie has a bunch of heavy-duty stuff in it. Has a bunch of garbage in it, a bunch of shooting, and all sorts of stuff like that. And you say to yourself, oh my gosh. What do you do? What do you do? You look right past the shooting, right past the garbage, right past the unhappiness, and you look for the gentleness of the heart of the person involved being untouched by it. You look at the circumstances being untouched. No matter what, the circumstances being untouched. And when you look at the circumstances being untouched, then everything is in divine order. There is no problem. Now, do you have the capacity? No, you don't have the capacity, because you have not trained yourself to do that. You have not trained yourself to be gentle. You have not trained yourself to look at something that might be unhappy and say to yourself, all is in divine order. And, you know, wherever anything disturbs you, you can just turn the table and just remove the little things, and then they don't disturb you, and everything is in divine order, and there's no problem whatsoever, and all the little details are out of the way, and if you want me to do it all myself, then I'm happy to do it. But the thing is, just do that, and hey, you know, then everything is okay. Does that make any sense? Now, did there need to be a war? Did there need to be misunderstanding?
No.
Did there need to be confusion? Yeah. You just move the stuff out of the way. Ellen?
Yes?
What is the worst thing you can do to Ingeborg at the end of a meal? Leave something on the table that she can nibble at. Ellen, what's the worst thing you can do with a half a dish of peanuts? What's the worst thing you can do? Is to have them on the table if you don't want to eat. If everyone was done, take them away. Because if they're there, everybody's going to eat them just because they're there, not because they're hungry or not because they want anything, but just because they're there. And you want to be very careful of how you handle this. And if you're very careful, then you're going to realize that when gun shooting and wars happen in movies, you completely look past them and see peace, and you see right action, and you see whatever it is. Now, I would suggest somebody go and take that phone and get it out of here. Now, this is what life is all about. We are in the middle of doing beautiful things, and we are coming up with all sorts of beautiful concepts in our life, and it's wonderful. But this is what it's all about. Can you understand, Ellen?
Yeah.
Now, can you understand there's no sense in letting the phone sit there and ring in our presence when it's going to have to be answered, you know, right? So, then let it be. Now, this is what this is all about. And this is what the program is all about. We want to be masters. And we want to be masters of ourselves and masters of our world and masters of all the things that we're doing. But you see, this is part of what comes from the little children. And it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Now think about these things, because this is just the beginning of it. And the ending of it comes very soon, and we want to be ready for it. So have a lovely day, and know that you are in the midst of heaven on earth when you're in the midst of little children. I love you. I love you.
I love you.